Hey, it's Coach Cliff with Northern Lights Swim Club, and this is your swimcast for February 20th, 2024. We're coming off a pretty successful weekend in Ketchikan, where we had our Alaska Swimming Age Group Championships and the team pulled third place off. Really strong performance, and our girls came off having a really strong performance, almost a really close finish in second place for the girls team. So it was really nice. And also the awards for the 10 and under postal meet, which was held last month, given out, and we took third place as a team for the 10 and under postal meet as well. Last year, or 4 years ago in Ketchikan, when last time age group champs was held in Ketchikan, we only took 12 swimmers. This time we had 33, and next year I'm hoping for 60. I think we can do it. We have a lot of kids qualified for these meets, and we're just going to work on logistics and trying to get as many of us to this meet as possible next year. I'm really proud of everybody, and that leads us to what we're going to be working on for the next few days as we're coming off this championship meet. I think a good swim coach, it gets rather contemplative after a championship meet, trying to check and see what things needed to be worked on at the meet and what things we can work on over the next couple of weeks to make sure that we are checking in on the things that we could do better. For instance, we had a few backstroke DQs where we were discontinuous going into the wall, and we're going to work on the way that we practice our backstroke turns this week. There's a right way to practice backstroke turns, and there's a less perfect way, and I think that we need to really focus on the details when we're doing our backstroke turns. We're going to focus on making sure that we are really connected through our core and our freestyle in particular. Saw a lot of people working very hard in their freestyle and not as effectively as I would like. And it's one of those things that you see better when you're at a championship meet, because you see the full effort of somebody. And we need to go back and rework some of our core strength going through our freestyle. These are things that you start to see better when you see race after race after race. And every team has this kind of thing. You have blind spots as you're training, and it's important to identify those blind spots the next time that you compete so that you can address those issues. And that's what we're going to be doing. So, as you come to practice this week, don't be expecting a specific workout. Expect to be working on technique that was highlighted through errors and mistakes that we had at the meet last weekend. If you can't see those errors and mistakes, you're never going to get better. So that's where we're headed. I will see you at the pool. Thanks for staying all the way to the end of the swimcast. Please click like and then subscribe. I'll see you at the pool.